Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenback.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kyle's with us, Jason's Engineering. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Really well. Kyle, if you'd like, I'll share with you some of the thoughts I have for today's class, and maybe you can keep them in the back of mind, you know, as the class progresses. So, Ford lug nuts. And, you know, we've been talking about there's a problem with lug nuts, and we see them a lot on Fords, mostly Fords. And they are the steel lug nuts that are have a covering of stainless steel. And they rust from the inside. They corrode from the inside between the stainless steel shell, if you will, and the lug nut. So the lug nut expands and expands. And the standard metric lug nuts are larger than the socket will accommodate. So what you do is you hammer the socket onto the lug nut, and then you can get, you know, unscrew the lug nuts. That's one thing I'd like to talk about. And then what has happened because of that? Second thing, Ford 3000 tractor, 1975 vintage, roughly 48 years old. Experiences that I've had with an older tractor, and you know, what goes wrong, and are they durable? Next thing is, and this is kind of something I don't think anybody else, but we at USA Prepares would talk about on the radio, and that is a generator. Not specifically an alternating current generator, but a whole different animal. A DC generator. So a generator that you could hook directly up to nickel iron cells, lead acid cells, etc., and charge them directly without having a converter, if you will, to convert alternating current from a typical generator to DC and then reduce the voltage from, let's say, 120 volts down to 48. That's another thing. Next thing is roof pitch. And the reason I've mentioned that is the governor of California has declared a state of emergency in a whole bunch of counties, actually 13 counties in California, because of the snow. They've had as much as 7 feet of snow in some areas, and roofs are collapsing. So what about roof pitch? So does roof pitch make a difference? And then, of course, there's Harry and Meghan, and those two lovelies are furious, at least they're reportedly furious, because the king, dad, is evicting them from the Frogmore five-bedroom cottage that they spent millions of dollars ramping up. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because I think this is a common kind of a thing where too many young people are living off the retained wherewithal of their parents. And they are certainly willing to spend their parents' funds and don't really seem to understand what things cost and what it's like to work for them. At least that's my impression. And that they want what they want what they want. And they deserve to be happy. And they deserve it at maybe other people's expense. Next thing, there is a car. Now, some people are touting hybrid cars as the bee's knees. They're great, right? And some people might even think that they're a brand new thing. They're not a new thing. They've been out since, a hybrid vehicle has been out since around 1915, over 100 years ago. It's called Owen Magnetic. And that car didn't even have a traditional transmission. It had a magnetic transmission, two magnets rotating and one driving the other. So the engine was not connected to the wheels, except with an air gap of magnetism. And the next thing is spark plugs. And I talked about spark plugs, and I talked about copper and platinum and iridium, and how you can't downgrade spark plugs because they'll wear out way too quickly if you put the inexpensive spark plugs in a newer vehicle. And then the last thing I have on my list is we picked up an Asian sports utility vehicle because it was making a noise, a banging noise. And I'd like to talk about what we found and how we discovered what the problem with this thing was and why it was caused. And I'll give you a hint. The people who worked on it before us worked on the engine using an impact wrench to install spark plugs.
My goodness. Well, you know, we could take two of those stories and kind of start out with some things I had thought about. One of them would be those the lug nuts that are rusting from the inside out. And Harry and Megan living off of their parents. To me, that is almost like a dichotomy of what's going on in this country. You know, with this the insane federal government blowing up that the thing, the big tanker in East Palestine, Ohio, and will be contaminating probably half of Pennsylvania, you know, with the winds blowing the way that they do. Our country is being killed from the inside out. The enemy that we've got is the worst one, is right inside of our country. Vince, I got something that I come across, and it take about a minute to read this, but it goes right along with, you know, the people wanting nothing, you know, that don't want to produce anything, living with their parents or their grandparents and doing whatever it takes, the deadbeat brains that seem to pervade our society right now. And the crazy things of how this vaccine was pushed on people, and the people took this stupid thing without doing any research whatsoever. And in my opinion, those lug nuts rusting from the inside out is a really good example of what's happening to our country. It's just like a little dichotomy of what's happening to our country. But DMED data reveals an incredibly, I'm quoting right now, DMED data reveals incredibly disturbing spikes in vaccine injuries across the board. And these are the things that they have found just up this last year, 2022, a 279% spike in miscarriages, 487% spike in breast cancer, 1,048% spike in the nervous system, 155% spike in birth defects, 350% spike in male infertility, 369% spike in testicular cancer, 2,181% spike in hypertension, 664% spike in malignant neoplasms, 680% spike in multiple sclerosis, 551% spike in Guillain-Barré syndrome, 468% spike in pulmonary embolism, 302% spike in tachycardia, 452% spike in migraines, 471% spike in female infertility, 437% spike in ovarian dysfunction. Hold on here. 269% spike in myocardial infarction, 291% spike in Bell's palsy, and a 467% spike in pulmonary embolism. This country, and that's the end of the quote. But just recently, a friend of ours, his wife is a PA, and really pushed this vaccination schedule and getting, you know, of course, vaccinated and a booster or two, you know. And her daughter was diagnosed with this disease that is listed as one of the side effects of the vaccine. And now the mom has come down with a type of blood cancer that is also listed as one of the side effects of this vaccine. We are being attacked from the inside out. And I think, you know, people that go along to get along, live on mom and dad's money, don't have the drive to accomplish anything on their own, and are taking these kind of, you know, government-sponsored drugs to don't understand that we are under attack from our own government. And that was my little rant. We can go wherever you want to go, Vince, but because all of those subjects are interesting to me. But I just feel like, you know, like when Rich comes in like a fire hose with stuff that he's got, and I come across some of this stuff that that Rich didn't have, but we are, this country is going under, and folks, the things that we're going to talk about in repairing and fixing and what we run into for life experiences are ways that you can change your behavior to start trying to accomplish more for yourself. And it's how we deal with problems. And if anything, hopefully it gives you a way of thinking rather than telling you how to fix it. And I'll turn it up to you, Vince.
Okay, so in that line of thinking, I was having a discussion with a young person, and let's say between 20 and 30 years old. And I said, so it costs, I was discussing how we live here at the farm, and I said it costs us between 17 cents and 25 cents to make a loaf of bread. And it takes me about 5 minutes to make a loaf of bread. Literally, I can put the ingredients in the electric bread maker, hit the start button, 3 hours, 11 minutes later, it's done. I lift up the lid, get two pot holders, and turn the insert upside down, and the bread slides out, and I'm done. I'll be right back. I'll tell you the rest of the story.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, here at USA Prepares, one of the things that we do is share real life's events, things that have happened to us firsthand. And that's what Kyle and I are doing here today. We'll be talking about auto mechanics and things that we've experienced personally. And so here's the story about me talking with a young person just about one item, bread. And I said that it cost between 17 and 25 cents. Now, assuming that the bread machine were free. And it was pretty close to being free because it's maybe $15 used. And this thing's been running for years and years and years. It's probably 25 or 30 years old already. So assuming that you get this thing for free, even buy it used, the cost of the ingredients and the cost of the electricity all bundled together is 25 cents at the most, 17 cents at the least, depending on the ingredients that you use. So the ingredients for making bread, you just take this this container that you twist into the bread machine, and you add bread flour, avocado oil, Himalayan sea salt, yeast, sugar. Now, here's what increases the cost. Potato flakes. It increases it maybe 1 or 2 cents. Powdered milk. That increases it 1 or 2 cents. And water. That's it. Okay. And the point I was trying to make is, it's so easy, so convenient, and it costs about one-tenth the cost of the average loaf of bread. And it's better. It has fewer ingredients. And it's better for you. Not that flour is good for you, not that sugar is good for you, but this is way better than what you get at the store. The average cost of a loaf of bread, according to my research, as of up to the minute, is $2.50. Now, some places it's less than a dollar. In New Jersey, which is the lowest cost, Hawaii is the highest cost for a loaf of bread. That being the case, the net of this short discussion, it was very, very short, that I had with this young person, was, well, I'd rather have the convenience of just going to buy the loaf of bread at the store. And my response to that was really simple. It would take longer than the 5 minutes to make the loaf of bread at home than it would to go to the store and average the time of buying whatever you're going to buy at the store at the supermarket and come home with it. It takes longer to go get that loaf of bread. And I'm not just talking about a loaf of bread. I'm talking about the whole basket full of items that you would get at the supermarket. Put all that together. You click the stopwatch to say start when you're leaving the house. You drive there. You get out of the car. You get a cart. You push it through the store. You go through, add the items, go through checkout, bring the cart back to the car, put the items in the car and come home, and then unload them. Add up all that time. It takes longer than 5 minutes for just that, you know, divide the number of items by the time. And the answer I still got was, I'd rather have the convenience of buying bread at the store. I can't argue with this. I cannot argue with it because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when you eat the loaf of bread, you're done. You're done. It's gone. You got to get another one. Now, if you have the ingredients like the flour and all the ingredients that I mentioned, and you buy it in bulk, you've got it for a year, 2 years, right? It only takes 3 tablespoons of olive oil to make the recipe that Kathy got us started on at USA Prepares. It's really simple. I modified it by adding more potato flakes. I modified it by taking the butter out and putting in avocado oil. Dr. Shealy recommends avocado oil. So what I'm doing is I'm using the knowledge base that I have to try to improve and substitute where appropriate. Kyle, what I'm saying is this is a very difficult thing to debate and convince a young person who is set in his ways.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible.
You know, it's like I've mentioned on your show before, Louis L'Amour, the Western writer, had a lot of really good sayings. And one of them was, there is none so blind as he who will not see, and there is none so deaf as he who will not hear. And we have entered into that area of our in our country, to where things have been so easy for so long, and conditioning, you know, the conditioning of convenience. And I kind of coined that phrase in my own thinking recently here. The conditioning of convenience is going to be our downfall.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A Chicago police officer who was badly wounded during a shootout with a gunman yesterday on the southwest side has died. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown did not identify the officer or give his age.
And began running from officers armed with a gun. The officers began pursuing this offender at close range. Shots were exchanged between the offender and our officer, who is now deceased. The offender was struck in critical condition.
Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in California for several snowed-in mountain communities in San Bernardino and Los Angeles counties. This woman is stuck in her home in Twin Peaks, just like her neighbors.
Nobody can get on our street, and everybody's in the same boat.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up for today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Tess Kyle's with us, and Kyle said something absolutely stunning. And I believe the phrase that he came up with is conditioning of convenience. And I was going around and around in circles. I was spreading manure on the campsite so that the grass is, you know, magnificent and natural here at Natural Farms. And I didn't come up with that exact phraseology, but I came up with that exact line of thinking. Exactly. The easy way. The convenient way. And how we've been led into this conditioning of convenience, which is Kyle's terminology. And I think he's absolutely right on. And I find it fascinating that Kyle and Rich, Kathy, Bert, Greg, Gwyneth, Sergey, you know, we're all in different parts of the country. Gwyneth's in Australia. And we come up with a lot of the same thinking at the same time, all independently. And privately, we'll talk on the phone. And yeah, I was thinking about the same exact thing. It happens very, very frequently. So it's quite interesting how we instructors think in similar terms and along similar lines. And Kyle is absolutely right on the money with this. Conditioning of convenience. And if you think about it, the cell phone. Oh, you got your camera with you. You can walk around and somebody can call you wherever you are. They can send you a text. It's convenient for them. It's convenient to make a call whenever you think of it, so you don't have to plan so much. In my case, I don't have a cell phone. And if I want to remember something absolutely for sure, I'm going to have to write myself a note. So if I'm out there in the field and I go, you know, I need to do that, I need to write that down to make absolutely certain that I have a to-do list of things I need to do when I get home and get near the telephone. And another thing about this is I got a call from a government person. And it was to my landline, and I answered the phone in my kitchen. And this person said, "Hey, how you doing? Where are you?" What? What? Where am I? I'm on the roof. Where are you? And what I'm saying is, we have gotten so stupid that, you know, people say that to their families. So where are you? What are you doing? That's not the way it used to be. It used to be, hello, how are you? Fine, thank you. You know, Gwyneth, when she calls me, "Hi, Vincent, this is Gwyneth speaking. How are you today?" I mean, 100% of the time, that's the phraseology she uses. She does not deviate. She tells me who she is. Okay? And she's polite. And that's the way it used to be. Now it's, "Where are you?" None of your business. And who is this anyway? Right? So I just wanted to share with you, you're right. And so this convenience thing is way bigger than just convenience. It's an attitude that includes convenience. To me, it's an attitude of, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to do whatever I want. You're not going to tell me what to do. And by the way, I need your money. I think that is an attitude, not of 100% of young people, but way too many of them. That's what I think.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, Vince, and I think the reason I was thinking of the term conditioning of convenience is because the convenience allows the mind to go to exactly where you're talking about. I deserve it. Because I've had it my entire life, and part of the conditioning of having all of this stuff provided for me for so long now that I deserve it. And that's the reason that I actually come up. I was thinking along those same exact lines. And our entire society has become one that can be and is being led by the powers that be. And if it continues and there's not enough people to stand up against it, they will have complete control of everyone in our entire country. They'll have complete control, because in order for you to get the convenience that you think you deserve, you're going to have to put us in complete power in order for you to maintain that.
Kyle, one of your peers, one of my peers, one of our peers as instructors is Ron Allen. And Kyle was called in when Ron Allen was teaching class on commercials, radio commercials. And Kyle took exception to television commercials that show the father, the head of the household, as an imbecile, a bumbling fool. And Ron Allen so aptly said, some people identify with that. Some people say, That bumbling fool, that's me. That's what I'm like. And, you know, that is so foreign to Kyle and me. And it was stunning. But Ron Allen is absolutely right. And then he's the guy. He's the guy that put together that commercial that I think is one of the finest radio commercials ever. And that's the one where the little child says, I want pizza. And then it goes on to say, we want pizza tonight. You know, however they say tonight. Tonight. We want it tonight. Like, that's because these young people feel that they're entitled to pizza. And, class, if you look at this little pizza example. And by the way, I really do think that's one of the finest commercials. And I've said that in the past several times, that it's a brilliant commercial. And if you want to have commercials like that, you can contact GCN, and they'll put you in touch with Ron Allen, and he can do what he's done for USA Prepares, which is he's the guy. He is the guy that does our intro and our outroduction and our rejoiners, you know. And I've been using them for 12 years. They're that good. They're that good. I haven't had to change it. Most people who are in broadcasting, you know, come up with different rejoiners almost daily. We don't do that. We don't have to, because ours is so good right out of the gate, I think. That's my opinion. But the point is that this attitude of young people is exactly because of what you said. There are no wars. We haven't had any wars. No one has had the hardships of World War I, World War II, the Great Depression, the First Great Depression. And no one has had the hardships, for the most part, in the United States, where they couldn't get pizza whenever they wanted, except for, you know, the lockdowns, you know, the Trump and Biden lockdowns. Other than that, if you wanted pizza, if you wanted to go to McDonald's, you could go. If you had the money, you could just buy whatever you wanted. And people were raised thinking that it's like that. And I was trying to explain to a young person about butter. You know, I said butter was 29 cents a pound when I was a child. And it was 49, 59, 69. Now it's like $10, depending on what brand and where you buy it. So butter has gotten really, really expensive. And I said, you know, you might want to use less each time. Because there might be a time when you flat out can't get it. Because during the rationing of the First Great Depression, butter, sugar, flour, meat, tires, pretty much everything that you wanted to buy was rationed. Even if you had the money, you needed the ration coupons. So instead of being wasteful, instead of taking more on your plate and then throwing the excess in the trash, we don't do that here at the Finelli Farm. We don't do that. And I related that saying that my dad told me when I was a child. Now, how is it that I can remember this for more than 60 years? Well, because it was important. My dad said when he was in World War II and he went through the chow line, the GIs were told, take all you want, comma, but eat all you take. So, and my mother had a great expression. A person's eyes can be bigger than their stomach, meaning they think they can eat more than they can eat. So don't take so much. You can always get more if there is more, but don't throw it away. That's how I was raised. And frankly, I think every single one of our instructors knows exactly what that's like firsthand. Kyle?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I remember when I was a little kid, my grandma would do the exit because my grandpa had died, and I was spending time with her, helping her out because she was quite old. And I remember, you know, there would be butter on the table, and it'd be covered. Because, you know, in the summertime, there'd be flies around. So the butter was always covered in a little dish. And I loved butter. And I would take it and put it on my the bread, you know, and I would slather it on there. Or I did when I first started staying with her. And she would just look appalled. And she said, you know, you don't need that. You'll have plenty of taste without that much.
And I'll never forget that, you know, because they were used to, in the Depression, my dad's family had three boys in it, my grandma and my granddad, and they milked cow. They had a cow, a milk cow, that they milked every single day, a Guernsey. And my dad, being the youngest, one of his jobs was to take that milk and make milk. You'd make butter out of it after you milked it. And then the stuff that you would pour off after the butter was taken and pressed into a mold and put into a cooler was called Blue John. That's what my dad said he used to call it. And that was the milk you would drink that would be in the refrigerator. But that was a daily job. And then the eggs and then the chickens. And I'll never forget the time my grandma told me, said, excuse me, Vince, I got a little frog in my throat there. Told me, when I first time, she says, well, go out there and get us a chicken for supper. And so I said, well, what are you talking about, Grandma? Go just grab you a chicken. And she said, no, you grab it around the neck there and you wring its neck. You just throw it around, you know, twirl it. And so literally it was the very first time, and I had to be about about second grade at that point. And I'll never forget the first time I had done that, and I did it many times thereafter, grabbing the chicken's neck and twirling it around until it popped off, and that chicken running around without a head, you know. And then I heard my grandma used to say, you know, some people, because this was funny to me, I mean, it is now, but it wasn't at the first time, but she said, you know, some people in this country, and that you're going to run into a lot of them in your lifetime, they run around like a chicken with its head cut off. And it used that made an impression on me, because the chicken was running here and there and everywhere, not knowing anything of where it was going.
We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle, you said some amazing things and brought back memories. Class, by the way, Kyle and I have had zero preparation in today's class. None. We haven't talked about the topics. He heard them the same time you heard them when we opened this broadcast class this morning. When I was growing up, I heard the same expression, running around like a chicken with his head cut off. That meant without purpose. It means running around without knowing where one is going, wasting time and energy. And that happened when I was 7 years old. And that was the age at which I learned that a chicken is a chicken. So the chicken that we were having for a meal, let's say dinner, that's Mom, that's a chicken? We're having one of those? Kyle, I believe, said fifth grade. So, I'm sorry, second grade.
Yeah.
So second grade would be, you'd start at five years old, and 2 years later, that'd be 7 years old. Kyle and I learned at the same time, independently, in different parts of the country, that a chicken was a chicken that we were having for dinner. Isn't that amazing? And do you think young children know this? Or do they think chicken nuggets just come out of the, well, there's no work involved in chickens, you just go buy them, right? At the store. And you're talking about butter. Because I've made butter. When I was a child, I made butter. And I want to tell you that if you make butter, your own butter, from a cow that you just milked, you will not waste butter. It will never happen. There is so much work involved in so small of an amount of butter, you won't believe it. And that's the problem. The problem is that young people today don't know how these things are made and how difficult it is. I got slammed the last couple of days by a guy who's wondering where the book is. Where's the book, Vinny? Where's the camp, Vinny? Well, let me tell you. I don't know. I guess I have a full-time job, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day farming. A guy in England wanted to call me, and I was in a barn half a mile away working, and I couldn't make the call. I couldn't receive the call, and I don't have a cell phone, so the call doesn't come to where I am. The phone was a half a mile away in the house. I couldn't take the call because I was working on something that absolutely had to be done for today. equipment repair. What I'm saying is things are a lot more difficult when you are in the producing business than when you're in the eating business. Meaning, if you're a consumer, you think that things are easy. And you deserve that McDonald's hamburger or Burger King burger or filet of fish or whatever it is, or the pizza or the movie. Well, I have a feeling that it's going to be very difficult to get all those wants in the future. Because what I'm seeing is things are disappearing from the choices of which you can purchase. I'm seeing that. And I'm not the only one seeing that. You can't always buy whatever the heck you want to buy anymore. Those days are over, and I don't think they're coming back. Not in my lifetime. Not to the extent that we had before, where you could buy anything you wanted. Now you have to know where to get them. And be fortunate enough that they haven't run out. Have you tried to buy red wine vinegar lately, class? Take a look. Look up red wine vinegar and see how much it costs or how little you get. You won't believe it. Now, red wine vinegar, in my house when we were growing up, as a child, my parents in my house, red wine vinegar, I came in a gallon jug, glass jug. Now, it is really, really expensive. Really expensive. And very few places have it. At least around here, in Missouri. Kyle, I bought something really neat. Do you have any comments before we go on to the next topic?
I was just going to say, the chicken with its head cut off analogy to me also is not just not purpose. It's also following fads. And people today have been so inundated with advertising that advertising has become a way of thinking rather than consideration. And to me, that is just another example of running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You're just following whichever way you flopped, whichever way the wind blows you, instead of a consideration and thinking about what you're doing and what you need to accomplish a particular goal. But go ahead, Biz.
When we come back, class, we'll share a little bit of history. We'll tell you about probably the very first hybrid electric car. It's not new. You're going to be absolutely stunned when we tell you when it was introduced. And you'll be fascinated with the technology. We're talking about a gasoline engine and an electric motor in a car. A long time ago. We'll be right back.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.